Hi, I'm Sam Click, and I'm a 7th grader. And today I'm going to be talking to you about Acts 3 and making him known. Have you ever been to a big city and see a poor man sitting on the side of the road asking for food or money? Well, today we're going to be talking about a poor man just like that who is in Acts 3. There, once a layman sitting by the gate called Beautiful. There he begged for the people for hours and even days for money. One day, Peter and John had to pass this gate to enter the synagogue. So the poor man saw him coming and he held out his hands. Then Peter said in Acts 3:6, "I have no silver or gold, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk." After this, the man started dancing around and praising the Lord. The people who were around the scene also got up and started praising the Lord. We see in this story that the apostles and disciples had a lot more to give than just silver or gold, but they gave the power that was given to them by God to do the impossible. I think that we can all agree that the technology that we have now is far more superior to the technology that they had in Acts 3, but we just saw what no doctor or machine could ever do, even currently. We also see Jesus doing this all throughout his ministry by turning the water into wine, feeding the 5,000, raising Lazarus from the dead, even raising himself from the dead. But every time God works through the apostles, more and more are baptized and saved and converted. Peter and John use this opportunity to say in Acts 3:12 through 16, not to promote themselves as gods, but to promote God, but to promote Jesus by saying that it was the one that they had crucified. Because of these actions, 5,000 people were saved that day. Think about how many 5,000 is. No, let's think about this for a second. If there were 12 apostles and two just saved 5,000 people in one day, think about all the apostles in different places teaching the same thing as Peter and John just did for every day of the year. I did the math on this, and that would add up to about 30,000 people per day and 11 million people per year. What if we Christians could do that? Now, we can't perform miracles like the apostles could, but there are about 2.07 billion Christians across the globe who can pray for and teach the non-Christians about Jesus and all that he had done for us. Now, that is making him known.